When Ronald Reagan took office in 1980, Americans witnessed not merely a presidential transition, but the culmination of decades of intellectual groundwork. Conservatism had completed a remarkable journey from the periphery to the center of American political life. Unlike communism with its clear manifesto, conservatism represents a complex tapestry of often competing ideas united by common concerns about tradition, order, and liberty. What makes this political philosophy fascinating is how it transformed from an intellectual movement once dismissed as moribund into a dominant force shaping American discourse. The story of American conservatism isn't just about electoral victories, but about a rich intellectual tradition that has profoundly influenced how we understand our nation's purpose, values, and future. How did a philosophy once relegated to the margins become so central to American identity? The conservative ascendancy that culminated in the 1994 Republican takeover of Congress began decades earlier amid the turbulence of the 1960s. While Kennedy and Johnson administrations promised government solutions to poverty and racism, the decade's street protests, campus unrest, and cultural rebellion created deep anxiety about America's direction. Against this backdrop, conservatives offered an alternative vision, emphasizing stability through time-tested institutions rather than rapid change. The intellectual resurrection began with seminal works like Friedrich von Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, 1944, and Russell Kirk's The Conservative Mind, 1953. New institutions emerged to support this revival. William F. Buckley Jr.'s National Review provided a forum for diverse conservative voices, while think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute offered alternatives to liberal orthodoxy. Conservatives drew powerful parallels between the excesses of the New Left and those of the French Revolution's Jacobins, arguing that human reason, unchecked by tradition, inevitably produces disastrous consequences. By the 1970s, America's political landscape had fundamentally changed, with parties increasingly representing ideologically different sets of voters. Reagan's success in 1980 marked the beginning of a new era that supplanted liberal democratic ethics with an emphasis on private and local initiatives rather than federal solutions. At its heart, conservatism defends established customs against abrupt change, valuing tradition for providing continuity and stability. Unlike liberalism's focus on individual rights and equality, conservatism emphasizes duties, community values, and the wisdom embedded in historical institutions. Conservatives value continuity and order above all else. They revere tradition as essential for good government, seeing societal structures as repositories of past wisdom. Edmund Burke criticized radicals who sought to remake society based solely on reason. "We are afraid to put men to live and trade each on his own private stock of reason, because we suspect that this stock in each man is small." While not opposing change entirely, conservatives believe it should occur at a measured pace. Conservatives maintain a nuanced view of authority, supporting robust defense and law enforcement while opposing government overreach and social planning. This stems from their belief that the state's primary function is maintaining order and security. They emphasize the importance of community and decentralized social institutions, believing government should diffuse power through society's organic structures, churches, unions, universities, civic organizations, rather than concentrating it. Religious faith and moral values form another cornerstone of conservative thought. The worldview centers on the doctrine of original sin, the belief that humans are morally flawed and imperfectible, which leads to skepticism about human capacity for moral consistency or wise governance without spiritual guidance. Conservatives prioritize duties over rights, rejecting Rousseau's view that humans flourish in a state of nature unbound by society. Instead, they believe human nature requires restraint and that obligations to God and fellow humans should outweigh personal entitlements. As Clinton Rossiter explains, "Rights are something to be earned rather than given. The duties of man, service, effort, obedience, cultivation of virtue, and self-restraint are the price of rights. The conservative understanding of democracy emphasizes constitutional limitations. They describe America's system as a constitutional democracy, or federal republic, to highlight the constraints placed on majority rule by the founders. They reject direct democracy in favor of representative governance with inherent limits on government scope and power, believing the Constitution deliberately moderates change through numerous hurdles before reforms can be implemented. Private property stands as essential to liberty in conservative thought. Russell Kirk asserted that property and freedom are inseparably connected, with property being more than material possessions. It's the means to develop one's personality by changing external surroundings. Most conservatives advocate free market capitalism with minimal government interference, fearing economic leveling, government's arbitrary redistribution of wealth, and distrusting extensive government planning. Conservative thought emerged as a response to the excesses of rationalistic zeal unleashed by 18th century radicals like Rousseau. The term conservative itself derives from the French conservateur, referring to writers who sought to return to pre-French Revolution conditions. All political action balances between preservation and change, with conservatism fundamentally believing that good societies revere proven values while integrating new ideas through time-tested institutions. Two distinct Enlightenment traditions emerged with profoundly different implications for conservatism. The French Enlightenment, championed by Voltaire and Rousseau, envisioned mankind's universal regeneration through reason. Meanwhile, the Anglo-Scottish Enlightenment, represented by Locke, Hume, and Smith, pursued gradual human improvement with individual responsibility. This more moderate tradition proved decisive for America, leading to constitutional compromise rather than revolutionary terror. In contemporary America, conservatism addresses fundamental questions about national character. Many observers believe America's greatest weaknesses lie in civic, cultural, and moral domains where government proves deficient. Jack Kemp noted that a society that is indifferent to its moral and spiritual life is indifferent to its future. As Western culture enters the 21st century, a postmodern worldview emphasizing indeterminacy, chance, and the absence of absolute meaning challenges conservative values. This relativism, based on the view that all meaning is socially constructed, threatens the very foundation of conservative thought. Both modernism and postmodernism challenge conservatism, but for different reasons. Modernism neglects experience, which conservatives revere, while postmodernism rejects objective, universal truth, which conservatives respect. Conservatism offers balance between these extremes, harmonizing modernism's cerebral emphasis with postmodernism's experiential focus. The future of conservatism depends on how cultural values relate to political ideas. To improve marketability, conservatism must attract diverse communities while maintaining its core principles. The values of family, church, and community will remain major political issues in the decades ahead. To sustain influence, an indictment of liberalism isn't enough. Conservatism requires the qualities of Western tradition that make civilization possible, values rooted in historical experience rather than purely abstract ideals. As we navigate an increasingly complex world, the cultural struggle over these values will determine the fate of free societies. Will we embrace the wisdom embedded in our traditions, or will we abandon the anchors that have steadied us through centuries of change?